KCAVSU. Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, Norm Michigan Link, Traverse City 442.5. Good morning.
Station calling, this is a Whiskey Charlie 9 India, WC9I.
Call is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform. I am near the north end of Elk Lake, northeast of Traverse City. Go ahead.
Okay, I believe the call is KC8BSU. Good morning. Name is Dave Delta Alpha Victor Echo, located southwestern Arizona. We're about 30 miles north of the Mexico-U.S. border and about 39 miles east of the California-Arizona border, where it is a little after 8 in the morning. Back to you.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I'm northeast of Traverse City, about almost 15, 20 miles at the north end of Elk Lake, kind of, between Elk Lake and Torch Lake. I'm in a narrow spot here. It's about almost 75 degrees up here, sunny. I'm in the shade right now outside, so, yeah, not much going on, really. Just thought I'd check out the DMR here. You know, they've changed things up so much around here. But I just got this Anytone HMD-8 UV2 Plus, so I really like this little radio.
Okay, very good, very good. We're running Echo Link on an old iPhone is how I'm accessing the system. Just heard you in there, so thought I'd say good morning. Not too bad so far today. 96 degrees. When we got up at 4:45 this morning, it was 90 degrees. So we get all of our work done, then get back in the house for the day. I think it's going up to not too bad today, about 112. We have been up 116, 117 here in the desert southwest. So that's the weather here. Back to you. And what's your name?
Dave didn't give you that. It's Toby, Tango, Oscar, Bravo, Yankee. Yeah, it's supposed to be 80s here today. Maybe it's going to be a nice day, I'll say that much. And so, yeah, not much really going on. So I'm going to hop out of here because I see a neighbor walking I need to talk to. So this is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, 73.
Okay, Toby, been a pleasure. You have a great day. KC8BSU, this is the Whiskey Charlie 9 India. Dave in southwestern Arizona. We'll be off to 73.
NADMH,
KCAVSU, DMR.
Hi, Toby.
How's it going? I'm on the 8th.
Yeah, It's gone. We're done for the day, so I'm headed home.
Okay. Yeah, I'm liking the radio so far. I think I got to do something to bridge the gap between 2 meters and DMR. I don't know if there's a thing to, or if it's the controller itself going from DMR to analog and back. I don't know. It seems a little long.
The bridge, yeah. There's a bridge that goes from DMR to the All-Star Hub. And it's quite literally just a Motorola radio plugged into an All-Star node. And then it just goes straight into a DMR hotspot at my house, which then connects it to the DMR talk group.
Okay, yeah, it's going to be a long hop then. Go through all that stuff. Yeah, okay. I got you there. Well, yeah, so far this is the only thing I've got. I've got some analog, but this is the only DMR channel I have in the radio so far is 2416.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. You're not dropping out at all. That's good. Your signal is much stronger than it used to be with the little coterie radio, but that thing had basically it had a pinky-sized antenna. So that wasn't doing too good. But yeah, that's doing a lot for you. So anyway, you're going to have questions from the DMR over analog. Mainly, it's actually because of the digital side. There's so much in the network system.
Yeah, yours getting real noisy there. I don't know. It must be here in the one. Oh, that's right. You got that bad area. Yeah, I know there's a few more jokes as I need to program in, but, you know, I'm still working at it. It took me forever to get used to the software. I finally got the software situated enough, and I'm content. And plus, I got that Nagoya 15-inch antenna on here. That's 771, so plus I'm running about 5 to 6 watts probably. So all in all, I've made a big improvement.
Yeah, most of the power that you're actually getting to is actually radiating, so that helps a lot. I'm getting noise because I've got a quarter with an antenna with a quarter behind stuff to them that's working with right now, so
Okay, on the low antenna. Yeah, and then I bought that holster that you can, it's got the half moon on the back where you can slip it in and out of the clip like police have. I like those stuff. It's kind of like my fire pager does. I can pop that off if I have to. Taylor told me about, so I said, cool, I like that.
testing before the net.
Sound fine, Jim. WB4KGM. Pretty clear.
Hey, Walter. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Bay Amateur Radio Communication Group, OxcomNet. This is KGTC, Net Control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSUZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Trail Engineer Club Mesh Net using the 146 repeater in Traverse. Authorization for use of repeater is provided by the Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of the net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency the repeater is not in operation, please check the 444.35, which is the Munson repeater. If the repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and slowly say your call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm you are checked in. Those wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel.
This is
Mike,
7,
Kilo, Fox, Delta 8, Romeo, Echo Hotel.
Yankee.
Bob, KB8, SPJ.
K8WPE.
Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec.
It looks like we got a couple stations trying to get in here. So far, I've got Drake, NADMH, I've got Kevin, F8AGY, I've got Bob, KD8FBJ, Dave, KD7PE, Mark, KD8DAT, and just missed this last part here, AI6XQ, I believe. Anybody else?
Mike, Kilo Delta, LFO Hotel.
All right, and Jim, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Scott Whiskey, X-ray 1, Juliet.
Added to the list, we've got Mike, KD8REH. I've got Jim, ACADG, Scott, WS1J. Another station, I couldn't hear you at all. Try again, station.
Kevin, Kilo 8, Sierra Bravo.
I didn't get the first name. KE8SBW, correct?
First name, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Kevin, I got you in there. Well, we got a full list tonight. Let's go to the top of the list with Drake. Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, if you've got any messages or information to pass.
Drake, NADMH. Elmwood Township, Illinois County, and Thrilly Hill, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, location on WSM Spider Lake, traffic.
Bob, KD8SBJ, Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KV8SBJ, located in Nesson, Benzie County, no traffic.
Dave, K8WPE, Dave, the location, any messages to pass?
This is Dave, K8WPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, halfway down West Silver Lake Road, and no messages to pass.
Mark, KC8ZAP, Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KCHZAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners on 37, and no traffic.
I didn't get the first one, but I got call sign AI6, I believe XQ. Station, give your name again, and if you have any messages to pass.
Yeah, that is Mike, AI6, X-ray Quebec. I am on Lake Huron, north of, a little bit north of Otto Road. No messages.
All right, Mike, got you that time. We look more correct, a little more correctly tonight. Let's go to Mike, KD8REH. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Yeah, good evening, Glenn. Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel, Village of Kingsley. Just a kind of a side note for the derecho that went through on the 15th.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still doing damage surveys down in Illinois, basically, where the majority of the damage was. But so far, they're at a total Illinois for 39 tornadoes. That's just in that state. So I haven't pulled any of the other NWS offices to see what they're all saying. But so far, just out of NWS Chicago, just out of there, they're at 27, I believe, just in one day. So that event was a little more than just a strong breeze that went through down there. So weather's been definitely interesting this year, so I figured I'd just share some statistics from that. So we'll pass it back to you.
Mike, that reminds us we always need to be prepared, and the weather has been strange. I think it's stranger as time goes on. Let's go to Jim, ACADG. Jim, your location, any messages to pass?
Hey, good evening, and I am very impressed with the number of check-ins. So, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, and ratios. It's kind of fun.
Scott, WS1J, okay.
Good evening, Glenn and everybody. I am in Traverse City on Washington Street. I have no messages to pass. Back to that from WX1J.
Kevin, T8SBY, your location, any messages to pass?
Glenn, this is Kevin over in Bel Air, near the corner of Bel Air.
Kevin, you're a little crackly there, but thanks for checking in. I just want to remind everybody, there'll be no project night at my office tomorrow. Instead, we're having the Trailer Amateur Radio Club picnic, which is at Sailor Park. I plan on being there about 5:30, and I think we're going to start having dinner at 6. Please join us. Lots of good food. I am going to demo several things. I have two magnetic devices. I'll be doing the T-Deck and the Echo, both of these little gadgets. Join us for good food, good company, and some new tech. I do have, for those of you who have your tablets ready and are getting those prepped, I do have a message that is 30 seconds long and is basically reminding you all of the picnic. Stand by for digital traffic. This is Kate, GTC, messages as follows. End of message. If you see this message, please check in.
100% KAWPE.
Full copy, NATMH.
Full copy, WAUPC.
KF8 AGY, full copy.
And we got Mike in there, WDPC, and again, another full copy from Mike down in the Detroit area. All right, everybody, excellent. If you are interested in using the tablets, I will bring mine. If you have any Android phone or any Android tablet, bring it along, and we'll load you up in 5 minutes and have you on the system. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. I look forward to seeing everybody at the picnic tomorrow. All right, everybody, this is KGTC. I'm going to turn it over to the Maryland Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. This is WX1J. My name is Scott, and I'll be on that control station this evening using the club call sign W8TCM. The mesh net and the use of this W8TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. Welcome to those using other repeaters who might be linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net, and all newly licensed hams are not only invited, but encouraged to check in. All right. We check in on three groups, first time constrained station, short time stations, then second, echo link, and third, general check-ins. We check in one person at a time, and I'll call for the check-in. You send me your call sign and your name, and I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes the check-in a little more efficient process. But before we start the check-ins this evening, I'd like a quick reminder that tomorrow is Tuesday, all day long. We start our Tuesdays with Breakfast with Hams at J&S Hamburg on South Airport Road near Garfield at 9 a.m. Good group of people, good food, good coffee, good conversation. I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow morning. And then, as Glenn mentioned, tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. starts the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club annual club picnic at Sailor Park in Yuba. It's between Acme and Real Rapids. You can find it easily. The club is providing hamburgers and hot dogs that will go on the grill around 6 or thereabouts, and bring a dish to share along with your own table settings and your own beverage of choice. You can get talking assistance here on this repeater as you journey to Sailor Park. Break. And we're back. This is W8TCM, Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins this evening with short-time, time-constrained stations. And because you're time-constrained, I'll take your comments right after this group checks in. First short-time check-in, please call now.
Mike, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel.
And 9JOP, Cameron and Mike. Drake, N8DMH.
Okay, let's kind of hold up for that checking in one at a time. We got a fiver here going, so Mike, I have you, KD8REH, Cameron, KD9KOP, N9KOP, Drake, N8DMH, Dave, K8WPE, and way back in the background, barely audible, is Tom, WB8WIV. Next short time check-in, please.
W8FIK, Portable, Tom, Traverse City.
Okay, Tom, I have you for a short time check-in. Next short time check-in, please. Okay, with unheard, we'll call that our short time list. And head right back up to the top of the mic, KD8REH. Please go ahead, stand by Cameron.
W8UAN.
Go ahead, Mike, KD8REH.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Echo Hotel. Not much new going on. Kind of messing around with mesh fabric a little bit, learning a little more on it. Other than that, not a whole lot else new. Looking forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night, and we'll pass it back over to you.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in this evening. Appreciate the count, and good to hear from you. N9KOP, coming up in Clio. Let's go ahead.
WDCM Net Control, N9KOP, Cameron and Mile. Not doing too much. We're kind of scanning right now and preparing for the Asaba River Canoe Marathon this weekend, starting at, it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Time in Grayling, and it goes to Skoda on Saturday. the 700 and the 35 over here in Mayo will be getting used extensively, so. Anybody working it, have fun, and we'll hear you Saturday night. And 9KOP, back to Nick Control.
Yeah, very good, Cameron. Thanks a lot. And I just kind of quickly said Clio, meaning Mayo. Sorry about that. Anyway, good to hear from you. Good luck with this project this weekend. It's going to be a lot of work and a lot of time on the radio, so thanks for taking on that challenge. Drake, NADMH, go ahead with yours and stand by Mr. Dave.
Thanks, Scott. NADMH here. Not a whole lot to add. Just working on some stuff here at the computer. Been pretty busy. Actually went over to Cedar to have some dinner today, so that was cool. Got out of work a little early. And tomorrow we got a long day. Got to go all the way to Alpena, so going to be a long day tomorrow. So, and then after Alpena is Hillman. And then I don't know what after that. It depends on how long it takes over there. So, with that, back to you there, Scott. Thanks for taking the net. And it's you, Mitch.
And like the big voice said, this is WATCM repeater, the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. Thanks, Drake. Yeah, I think I'd like to see if I can start buying stock in the company you buy your tires from. You're really getting around a lot and a lot of travel. I know from the times I did that, it takes a lot out of you, so blessings to you. Thanks, Drake. Dave, KWPE, go ahead with yours and stand by Dave, or Tom, in Cadillac. Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening, everybody. Hope we get a little bit bigger crowd, but been having fun here the last week or so. Received two different versions of the ATS Appalachian Trail something. Three version of KD1JV development. They started out 20 years ago or more engineering small radios, but the first three or four versions fit in an Altoid skin. Six bands, plug-in modules, 2.5 to 3 watts out. Nice, sensitive little receiver. And you can carry it in your shirt pocket. It's a hoot. So, back to you. To WP.
Yeah, Dave, thanks. Sounds very interesting. You never cease to amaze me. Just when you think you've got all the radios on the planet, you come up with another one. So, that's pretty amazing. Look forward to seeing that sometime. Tom, WBAWIV, you were a little scratchy and barely readable the first time, but let's see what you've got going now. Go ahead with your transmission and stand by, Tom.
Hey, Scott, thanks for taking the next WBAWIV. I'm on an inside antenna, 5/8 wave mobile antenna, mag mount. I will, but we will not be at the JNF. The 30th, we will be at the JNS if everything works right. Anyway, how's the signal? Is it coming through? I hope it's coming through. Back to you, Scott. Thanks for picking me up tonight. Thanks for taking the net. WVH, WYV. I'll be clear.
Okay, Tom, thanks. Yeah, when you're in, and when you're out, you're out. So it wasn't a matter of being almost in or almost out. You cut all the way out. We didn't hear a couple of seconds of conversation, and then you were right back in, and we were able to knit it all back together. So I think we got the message, and I look forward to seeing you breakfast tomorrow, and good luck with your antenna there. It does seem to be working, but it's, like I said, it's either in or out, not much halfway. Thanks for checking in, Tom. Look forward to seeing with you later. WAFIK, Tom. In Traverse City, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll go back and pick up a straggler. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, good evening. Tom here. And I haven't checked into the net. I think this is my annual check-in for the mesh net, so got the batteries charged up in the HT, and thought I'd make sure it's working. I heard the most awfulest noise out of the repeater about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes ago on that other net. Not sure what that was. I thought maybe my radio was dying. And I might actually show up for breakfast meeting tomorrow morning and meet some of these people. I don't recognize any voices, so maybe it's time I do that. Other than that, thanks for the net, and I hope you're all having an awesome day. WAFIK, see ya.
Okay, Tom, thanks. Thanks for your annual check-in. I think I've got to you a couple of times. Name here, Scott. And regarding that awful noise, that's a digital transmission that we do at the end of each T-Barge meeting. So T-Barge is the emergency preparedness group, and at the end of that, we're practicing sending digital messages, which end up in FEMA forms. So you can type in a message, send it via radio to any place in the planet, and it's printed out as a FEMA form. It's called the format is called MT6300LG, MT Mike Tango 6300LG, and it's a digital format that you can operate on your Android phone. Apple no, but Android yes. And we all Glenn sends that signal for 30 seconds or a minute. It does sound a little weird if you hadn't heard it before. And then we all decode it, and we know what the message is because it comes out in a FEMA form. So anyway, that's what that noise was all about. And talk to the guys tomorrow morning at breakfast about it. They can probably show you what that program looks like on your phone. All right, so that was the end of our short time list. And as we were beginning the short time list, there was another guy jumped in. And what I got out of that was WAQAN. That's probably not right because it doesn't come up in QRZ. If you tried to check in for short time and missed, have a call something similar to WAQAN, please call back. Okay, and unheard. If you were struggling to get to your radio, just check in anytime when we get to general check-ins. Let's go to Echo Link now. First Echo Link check-in, please. Noise only, no audio, just a hissing sound, no audio. You want to try it again, please, Echo Link.
Here's WA8LMF, Stephen, downstate from Hazlitt.
Stephen, we have you nice and clear that time. Next Echo Link check-in, please.
This is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights.
Hey, WCB, Dave, we have you. Next check-in from Echolink, please. Okay, let's open it up for general check-ins. Any and all check-ins, anybody anywhere. First general check-in, please.
NACN Mobile. Foxtrot, 8 Alpha, Golf Yankee.
241, Joe, I have you, NHCN, and KF8HEY. Kevin, I have you. Next general check-in.
K8WQK, Pete.
Okay, now we can start the party. Thanks, Pete. Next general check-in. A little quiet on the next check-in. This is WATCM, Monday Evening Social Hour Net, and we are looking for check-ins, general check-ins for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. If you have not checked in for the net tonight and would like to do so, this is your opportunity. Please call now.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Kevin, we have you from Elk Rapids. Thanks. Next general check-in.
Lisa, Whiskey 8, Victor Romeo Delta.
W8WRD, Lisa, I have you. Do I have that call correct, W8WRD?
Negative, Whiskey 8. Victor, Romeo, Delta.
Victor, not Whiskey. Okay, thank you very kindly. Next general check-in, please. Okay, let's call that our list for the moment. We'll go back up to Stephen and Hazlitt, WA8LMF. Please go ahead with your transmission, Stephen. Nice to hear you on, and stand by Dave in Sterling Heights.
Okay, this is WA8LMF. Stephen and Hazlitt, back from a road trip to the West Coast and back to Los Angeles. I took Studio B, the radio trailer, with me. Round trip was 5,581 miles, and the trailer got exhibited at a gathering of music industry people and radio technical. Well, I actually had three engineers from audio engineers from NBC and ABC looking at it and utterly amazed, caused quite a stir among this crowd of broadcast professionals, with one guy from a small station saying, hey, we could use one like it for remote broadcasts, so I may have a job building another trailer like it. Anyway, that's the trip just over. I got back about 3 weeks ago. Starting on Wednesday, I'm heading out again, halfway to the West Coast, this time to Evergreen, Colorado. Heading out to Evergreen, Colorado for the annual jazz festival there. So it'll be another road trip, and once again, I will be testing Varav, the high-performance HF modem of Varav for Apper's operation, beaconing alternately on standard packet Apper's on 30 meters and using Varav alternately every 5 minutes as I make the 1,000-mile trip from Hazlitt to Evergreen, just outside Denver. And then that's this coming week, and the festival coming weekend, and then a week from this weekend, Studio B will be on display at the Elkhart Hamfest, which is held in Elkhart, which is also, if you don't know, sort of the center of the RV industry. It's a major manufacturing center for RVs, and this whole exhibition takes place, the Hamfest takes place at the RV Hall of Fame and Museum in East Elkhart, and I will have the Studio B set up there for the first time, actually in an RV park with power hookups and all that. So that's the week after this coming weekend. So I've got the two road trips still ahead of me, and after that, things quiet down for the rest of the summer. But unfortunately, I'll miss the picnic here because I'll be en route to Evergreen. Back to net. This is WA8LMF, back to WATCM.
Man, oh man, Stephen, you're wearing me out. That's a lot of driving and a lot of exhibitioning and a lot of talking to people. So I'm glad you're having all that good success, and it would be fun to be able to. So you've built a studio for Hollywood. How cool is that? Yeah, we'll miss you at the picnic tomorrow, and we wish you safe travels, drive safely, and good luck with all your adventures. That's amazing stuff that you're doing. Let's go to Sterling Heights, WN8WCD. Dave, go ahead and stand by Mr. Joe.
WATCM, Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Charlie Bravo. Dave in Sterling Heights, hello to all on the net. We're at cloudy right now, about 74 degrees. Probably got up toward low 80s today. Had a little rain shower come through about 3, 4 o'clock. Not really a lot of measurable precipitation, but just enough to kind of wet the ground a little bit. But basically today I've been to the store, picked up a prescription at Kroger's. That boost is really nice. Definitely can save a little bit on the meds there, and that's kind of a good thing. But I came back and worked on the shop light in the garage that had burned out. I had a couple, three bulbs stashed back, and two of them didn't work, and thankfully one of them did. I'll tide me over for a little bit. It's not glowing the brightest, but all good in that regard. But anyway, I've got to trim a bush tomorrow, so that'll keep me busy tomorrow morning. But anyway, enjoying the net tonight. Hope everyone has a good evening, and 7-3 to all. I'll send it back to Net Control. N8WCB, click.
Okay, yeah, Dave, thanks very much for checking in with us this evening. Good to hear from you. And we'll look forward to talking with you again next week. But, yeah, good luck. Hope the weather holds out and your summer continues along a good path. NXTN Joe, please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by Kevin in Spider Lake.
NXTN Mobile, thanks for doing the net tonight. Scott, appreciate it a lot. Oh, just heading from out towards Interlaken, and one of the interesting things that caught my eye is here I am westbound on 37, going past Sawyer Road, where the entrance to the Cox Brewing plant is, or I guess bottling, I don't know. It's Cox, whatever they do there. There's a swamp. And it looked like someone was eastbound and drove there very nice with flames on the side, what looked like a Studebaker into it. And there are a couple cars there that looked like they were having a nice day. And I gotta say it's the first time I've seen a classic car in that sort of a predicament. I've heard a lot about it, given the nature of my work, but never seen it in the wild before, and that was definitely a new thing. So, an unfortunate day. But anyway, other than that, kind of an uneventful drive. Listened to some Bad Religion and cleared my head, and I'm in a good mood again. And man, it's been a weird week for news, and most of my weekend was wrapped around IT Actions, keeping us all clean from the wonderful folks at CrowdStrike, who apparently had an intern pushing code on Friday. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. I think the organization that I worked for and a few others had some pretty good luck and had a pretty good team, and I mean, we were open for business, so it did well, and it sounds like others did not have the same kind of good luck or preparation, so rough times all around. But anyway, Stephen, it's good to hear you're back, and now that you're YouTube famous, that's pretty cool, and excited to see the next revision of Studio B, which I assume sequentially will be called Studio C. And looking forward to the club picnic tomorrow. My wife's taking beans. So hope to see everybody there. Someone I thought said they were going to Project Night tomorrow, and I hope they just misspoke, because if you show up for Project Night tomorrow, you're going to be really bored. Come to the picnic instead. Anyway, I think it was FIK, but I'm not sure. Don't go to Project Night. Go to the picnic. There's no Project Night. There's a picnic. All right. I'll give it back to Scott. Thanks for letting me yammer on here. NHCN Mobile.
Okay, Joe, yeah, thanks a lot, and thanks for the correction. Yeah, Tom mentioned he was coming to breakfast, and so we're talking about the digital conversations at breakfast. I don't think you said Project Night, but it's really a good warning to let everybody know that there is not a Project Night tomorrow night. You will be at the picnic in Sailor Park near Yuba between 5. Meat goes on the grill at 6, and everybody will be yapping, having fun, and eating some of Joe's wife's beans. I usually bring beans, but it looks like I'm going to have to change plan. So anyway, thanks, Joe. Good to hear from you, and good luck with spotting those odd moments in the swamps. Kevin, KF8AGY, please go ahead and stand by Pete.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. Good evening to everyone on the net. Scott, thanks for taking the net tonight, and I hope your health is improving. It's been a pretty good ham radio week for me. I picked up a tablet from Amazon, Kindle Fire 8 HD. Got that working last week and played with it a little this week, but I was able to also get the Google Play Store on there, so I've got it loaded up with ham apps now. And for $40, I can't beat the deal. Going back to Amazon, I had ordered a Meshtastic starter kit, which includes the necessary board from Rack Wireless and a couple of antennas. So I'm going to be putting together a Meshtastic node. Since I have a 3D printer, I'll probably just print the case myself. And then this week I also built a, for portable operation, a 70-centimeter beam with 7 elements on it, and they got that matched and tuned up. And this afternoon put together a portable 2-meter ground plane. which I'm talking over right now, and I understand the signal is really good with that. So it's been a good week. Just playing around here. Moved my my station actually outside, so the antenna is sitting on the deck right now, and tested it beforehand, but it was kind of, somebody told me it had a lot of popcorn in it. So anyway, that's all I've got this week. I think I'll see you guys for breakfast with hams tomorrow, and then my wife and I will be coming to the picnic tomorrow evening. She put together a wonderful broccoli salad, so we'll have a bunch of that along with all the good stuff and everybody there. Anyway, this is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Golf Yankee, and back to you, Net Control.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a lot. Thanks for checking in, and we look forward to the broccoli salad. I think you have your Temple Fire. I think you also got the MT63 or FL message up and running, because I think you said you decoded the message tonight on T-Barge, so that was very cool. The comment was your antenna is doing a really good job. You generally haven't had a difficult time getting into the repeater, but that ground plane is working real nicely. There was not a pop or crack on your signal other than what's normally on the repeater, so very good job. Pete, K8WQK, please bless us with some conversation and knowledge and things that will make us smile. And stand by, Kevin.
Well, that's a pretty tall order there, Scott, but good evening, and thank you for doing such an awesome job with the net there, Scott. Not a lot going on. This is Pete in Elk Rapids, K8WQK. Boy, it's been a great July, and hopefully August stays the same. You know, this kind of weather is why all of us like living in northern Michigan. I checked the calendar here again, and it says July's got 31 days, but I swear it's the shortest month of the year. Man, it just flies right by because it is so nice. But not doing a whole lot with amateur radio the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of family around and been busy with this and that. So, I get on here occasionally, but I guess that's a good thing in a way, because it means there's lots of fun activities outdoors. But looking forward to seeing a bunch of you twice tomorrow. So that'll be a good day. KWQK.
Okay, Pete, thanks a lot. Yeah, you're right. It's 31 days, but they smash it all into 1 week. it's kind of a compressed week, but I know what you mean. It's just amazing how fast it's going. I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, in a couple of weeks, we're looking at September, so. Anyway, enough about all that. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow somewhere along the line. I'm not sure how to make breakfast, but I'll try to get to the picnic. So thanks a lot, Pete. Kevin, K8SB Delta to you. Please go ahead and stand by Lisa in Heartland.
Thanks, Scott. Good to hear from you and good to hear from everyone. Hope you're having a good evening. My family just finished up Cherry Hill today, so I'm pretty excited about that. And now all we have to do is care for the orchards until winter and clean everything up. So my boys are here in the yard. They're playing with a go-kart we kind of cobbled together. And my daughter's getting ready to show a rabbit at the fair here in Bel Air on Thursday. And I'm trying to gently coax apart a cherry harvester here with an impact wrench and a cross-beam hammer so I can tear it down, clean it up, and get it ready for next year. So, hope everyone is doing well. Back to Net from KE8FW.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, thanks. And congratulations on finishing up the season. That's got to be a good feeling. And then, like you said, it starts the next part of the process, which is getting ready for next year, which is a long involved process. I'm glad the kids are having fun. Miss seeing you guys and. Maybe one of these days we'll be able to catch up with you. And hopefully you'll save some time for radio somewhere along the line. Be a good thing to do. I'd like to now send the mic over to Lisa, Whiskey 8 Victor Romeo Delta. Lisa, go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll take a standby.
good evening, everybody. This is Lisa with 8 Victor Romeo Delta, and I'm actually currently outside of Roscommon in the Deerheart Valley area near the Oshawa River. And I was actually turned my radio on this evening so that I could give the mic and find a neighbor of mine to flex, but I was scrolling through the frequencies, and I heard you start your net, and I thought I would just jump in and say hello, so thank you very much for having me. I don't really have a whole lot to report. I am up here. I have an office up here, so I'm scheduled to work all this week, and then hoping that next week I can take a little time to myself. We have my husband and I, an 18-year-old daughter who just graduated from high school, and by the way, Kevin, she wishes your daughter the best of luck showing her rabbit at the fair. We showed rabbits and horses and chickens and I don't know, whatever else. So we know how that goes, and we wish you all the best of luck there. Beyond that, I really don't have anything of any import to share with all of you, just to say thank you again for having me, and I will send it back to Net Control. This is with the 8 Victor Romeo Delta, Lisa in Roscommon.
Okay, Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. You're always welcome here, and there, even when you're back home, you can check in my Echo Link, but it's always nice to hear from you, and we appreciate you joining us this evening, and thanks for the, I'm sure Kevin appreciates the encouragement on showing rabbits and animals and things like that. So, yeah, very impressed. Your signal's good. Get into the repeater tonight. And we look forward to hopefully hearing from you again. At the moment, we've reached the bottom of the list, and I'd like to take an additional check-in. Additional check-ins. If you have not checked in for the net this evening, would like to do so, please call now.
K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Amity.
Amity, son, have your next check-in, please.
November 8th, Zulu Foxtrot, Patton, Holt Lake.
Okay, Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, I have you. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Jim, I have you. And someone from Houghton Lake jumped in and on top of Jim. Could you come back with your call, please?
This is November 8th, Zulu Foxtrot, Patton, Houghton Lake.
Okay, I've got a PW4EI. Let's come back to you, and I'm still trying to pick up the guy in Houghton Lake. Please try again.
Yeah, November 8th, Zulu Foxtrot, Patton, Houghton Lake.
There we go. We got it sorted out. Okay, so I've got K-E-Z-O-Y, A-C-8-D-G, K-W-4-E-I, and an 8-Z-Z-F. Any additional check-ins this evening? Okay. I'm at the new bottom of the list. I'm going up to
8-S-B-Z.
Sorry, talk to Amity. K-E-Z-O-Y, please go ahead. Stand by, Jim.
Tomorrow, but I guess organizations that I belong to, the Cherry Festival and the Michigan State Alumni Association, and for some reason, all three of them and the Cam Radio group are all having picnics tomorrow, starting at 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And my wife helped out with the Cherry Festival a lot and says that there we go. Unfortunately, I would have liked to go to the Ham Radio one.
Okay, I'm going to look for fast. We got about 60% of that, maybe a little bit less, but we got the basic idea. So thanks very much for checking in this evening. We've got to work on a 2-meter antenna improvement to get you around your trees there because I think the leaves are chewing you up. No pun intended. Okay. Thanks, Amity. Good luck with your adventures tomorrow. Sorry, we'll miss you. Jim, AC-DG, please go ahead with your transmission and stand by KW4EI.
All right. Well, I heard the station calling about the Cherry Festival. That's great. And I was a little bit confused about Houghton versus Houghton Lake. So the next station... Can you kind of clarify that?
Okay, Jim, we'll get to that. When we get to Pat, we'll have she'll explain exactly where he is. I was using the short form of the word Houghton, and it may be Houghton Lake, Houghton Heights. Houghtonboro. We'll get that all sorted out. First, let's talk to KW4EI. Maybe give us your name and go ahead with your conversation. And stand by, Pat.
Hey, this is Aaron Teal. I'm up in the area visiting some family from Western North Carolina. I was just excited to see some guys on the radio. Thanks a bunch, KW4EI.
Okay, very good, Aaron. Thanks very much for joining us this evening, and you're always welcome. There's a lot of repeaters in the area. This one's probably the most active. It's not always on. You can certainly find some spots in the day where there's not much going on, but you're certainly welcome to jump in, throw your call out, and have a conversation. A lot of people from, it's got a wide area coverage, so you're getting quite a bit of northern Michigan with this repeater. And welcome to the area. Hope you enjoy your stay and your time with your family, and we'll look forward to maybe talking with you on the air at a later date. So, again, thanks a lot, Aaron, for checking in. NAZZF, Pat, in Houghton, question mark. Go ahead with your transmission, Pat, and then send it back to me. Thanks a lot. NAZZF from WATCM. Okay, well, there may be an issue or a battery, or maybe he was just in and out, but at this point, we'll consider it to be still a mystery about the Houghtons. We'll see if we can sort that out, Jim, at a later date. I'll let you the last call for check-ins, for checking in for tonight's Monday evening social hour. That, please call WATCM.
This is Whiskey Baker 4, Kilowatt Tango Fox Mobile.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India. My name is Joe.
Joe, it sounds like we were talking at the same time, so I missed your call, everything except Joe, when I signed off. Could you try it again, please?
Kilo Delta 8, Quebec, Juliet, India, up in Newberry.
Okay, KDAQKI and Joe in Newberry. Last check-in. Anybody with last check-in?
N8OCX, Mobile Sutton, Spain.
Brooke, you were on the list. Next check-in. Okay, let's call that our new third bottom of the list. Glenn, KB8KTF. Please go ahead with your transmission. Stand by, Joe.
WB4KTF. Oh, KB8. Haven't been one of those yet. Very good. The only thing new is I put up a 40-30 meter antenna today, a little trimming to do, and I should be on 40-30 soon, 40 meters and 30 meters. And I now bought me a little battery as a backup, so I need a separate, you know, so. Picnic tomorrow, we're going to an interwalking show. I didn't know about the picnic until last week, and now it's too late to waste the money on the ticket. WATCM, WB4KTF.
WB4KTF, WATCM returning. We tend to always do things last second, so I can understand where that is. Good luck. I hope you have a wonderful evening tomorrow night. I'm sure it'll be better than where we are. We're featuring hot dogs, and so probably not worth the drive anyway. Okay, at least for your family. So, Glenn, nice to hear you. Hopefully, we'll see you somewhere along the line in the next couple of days. And good luck with your 40-30 antenna. Joe, KD8QJI, please go ahead in Newberry and stand by, bro.
Yes, this is Joe in Newberry. I just heard you in there, and I thought I'd join in and give you another name on the list. Thanks to everyone for letting me in, and have a good evening. That's about all I've got right now. Thank you.
Okay, very good, Joe. Yeah, nice signal into the repeater here in Traverse City. I know you're coming in through one of the links, but it's doing a great job. No issues on that signal at all, so nice to hear. Brooke, NAZZF, the closing ceremonies, please go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Nothing to add. Just giving you one more call for the list, for the count, N8OCX. Have a good evening.
Okay, very good, Brooks. Brooke, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And You are number 20, number 20. That's, I think, the biggest net we've done in quite a while, and we're coming up on the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and close it down. Before we close the mesh net for this evening, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments? I got a KC-8, and that's all I got. You want to try it again? Okay, hearing none, and we can't make out some of these ones that are just above the noise level or just at the noise level, so apologize about anybody that I might have missed. This will conclude Monday Evening Social Hour Net for tonight. This net will meet here again next Monday, here on the same repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge Net. This is Scott, WX1J, operating this evening as net control under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net and return the repeater and link repeaters to the general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation, your comments. Good evening to all, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning at one of these social events, the breakfast at 9 a.m. or the picnic at 5 p.m. WX1J is clear.
W8VRD, W8VRD from N9KOP.